This hour of the show is brought to you by Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona. The Jeff Horvitz Show starts now.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be here with you today. Olivia and Angela join me for the program, and we've already got a dispute.
I'm right.
This is what happens when mom comes along. Nope.
Whatever. So our older daughter, Isabel, is in San Diego with one of our vehicles, I might add, that we could probably use right about now.
So this is the second year in a row that her high school friend group has packed up and gone on a road trip over to San Diego to see another friend that's living there working at SeaWorld.
And she's like, oh, my friends who lives in SeaWorld, or not in SeaWorld. Does anyone live there?
Yeah. The whales, the animals, the dolphins.
Her friend's a dolphin that talks. Remember, was that Flipper? She's like, well, she's got a surprise for us. I'm like, what? Do you swim with the whales? You're going to, ride a dolphin? What do you do?
Yeah, right.
You know, go sword fishing or something there. Anyway, she's like, we're going to see Vanilla Ice.
He was there in concert last night.
And for those of you in our age bracket, which would be early to mid 40s, you may remember Vanilla Ice, you know, ice. Olivia's like, please stop.
So believe me, I have heard so much of this song in the past couple of days, it's not even funny.
I was like, oh man, you should have taken me, a bunch of 19, 20 year olds, you know.
Oh, she said they had a great time though.
Yeah. But we had a little dispute because we're like, Ice is back with his brand new edition. And she's like, no.
Yeah, that's invention. What it is. It's
invention.
Edition.
Did you look up the lyrics?
I'm looking it up. Yeah.
I don't know if I trust this guy.
It goes, all right, stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention.
I thought it was addition.
That's not what it sounds like.
When did that song come out? 1990?
1990, I think. Or 90-ish.
I've been singing that song wrong for 10, 20, 30, 33 years.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people drive around and they're singing a song and it's just like they're so wrong. And if you're like muted, all of a sudden you'd be like, oh,
yeah.
What a loser.
It's so hard to like, hear the words, though, sometimes.
Yeah, so she did that, and I think that's pretty cool. That's fun. She said that he came out, was 20 minutes late, and then he performed for 20 minutes, and then his little, you know, I don't know, they're fly girls
backup
or whatever they call it.
Dancers.
Yeah. Maybe that was from In Living Color, back that show back in the, but she's like, oh, he got tired. I was like, well, yeah, he's in his late 40s.
Well, then she said she thought he was 55.
55, okay.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, how long are you going to do a concert for? It's like, that's why I don't do 3 hours on the radio. We need a nap after two.
Yeah.
Anyway, we do have some big things to talk about today.
More importantly.
I want to talk about what happened in Russia over the weekend, at least quickly, because I think that's all it warrants at this point. Another big story that hit on Friday, later Friday, was Katie Hobbs issuing an executive order on abortion. I've got the details of this thing. This is where she's basically telling the 15 county attorneys not to enforce state law, not to prosecute state law, which is
we have a turn their head kind of thing.
Yeah. Just don't, why go after that? I mean, they do this all over the country. Most of the time it's with people, you know, stealing, robbing.
Yeah, but I think California. People take an oath to uphold the Constitution when they get in the office?
You take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Arizona.
So how can she just be like, we're just not going to do that now?
Yeah, we're just...
not just her, but anyone.
We're just not going to follow the laws of the land and not prosecute. So we'll touch on that a bit because it is really frustrating. And Arizona has, as you know, a 15-week ban on abortions like a lot of states do now, which most Americans think is rational
more than
at the least end of the spectrum here, and it's never good enough.
It's never enough.
So we'll break this one down for you. We got stuff on fireworks too. I find this one really interesting. When it comes to the laws, fireworks in Arizona, I want to break down that law for you because you may have noticed the tents popping up, not so much in northern Arizona, but especially Maricopa County, where you can buy fireworks. So what is the law when it comes, we got 4th of July weekend coming up.
Yeah, and
so
you can go to other states and buy fireworks, and are you allowed to do those if you bring them back here or not?
Yeah, I mean, maybe if I have time this week, I'll bring in one of the fire chiefs, someone from in northern mm-hmm. Arizona, maybe in Yavapai, Verde Valley, or maybe Flagstaff, and ask them what I can blow up.
Yeah.
What is it legal to blow up?
This stuff.
Yeah, this is important stuff. I've got stuff on the short-term rentals in Flagstaff I want to hit as well. The Flagstaff City Council did pass an ordinance, which is going to tighten this up a bit, so we'll hit on that. And then we've got a lot of ridiculous stuff. New York wanting to, I actually heard this on Fox News. I'm surprised they caught up on this one. New York wanting to modify the wood-fired pizza ovens mm-hmm. because of climate change. Mm-hmm. How stupid do you have to be?
It's like they just get anything done they want to do to get done in the name of climate change. Yeah,
it's like we can just, I just wonder if their data and education and their basis for all this comes from bad disaster movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that that's actually accurate. Like, the one we watched the day after tomorrow, where the earth starts to freeze, and I'm just like, this is so stupid.
It heated up, and that changed the wind and the
and
whatever,
now it's cold.
The ocean.
It's so hot that it got cold.
So the warming caused the cooling.
Sun's so hot, I froze to death. Wasn't that, who was that, the singer from the 1800s?
I don't know.
You remember that song?
No.
The 1800s?
Yeah. It was before Vanilla Ice. It was Clementine. It's the guy who sang that. Look that up. The guy from the 1800s. Oh, my darling. Who was the singer? I think we should pay homage to our, predecessors to where would Vanilla Ice be without the person who wrote, Oh, my darling. Anyway, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff. It's going to be one of those weeks. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Before I get to all that, I do want to remind you that the giveaway is ending this week. We're going to end it early. Because what are we doing? We've got
because the first part of next week is holiday, and we're not going to be mailing stuff. And
well, 4th of July is on next Tuesday, so we're going to take off Monday and Tuesday. Right. So we want to get this taken care of the end of this week.
We'll
the month
end
ends
it
is,
Thursday,
Friday.
And then draw it on Friday and get it either mailed or delivered. Or
the end of the month is on Friday.
I know, but normally until Friday night.
Go to talkwithjeff.com. Click on sponsors and giveaways, and you'll see, and Olivia's pulling this up, what we've got to offer up there. One of them is Sportsman's Bar and Grill, one of our great prizes, and we got $50 to Sportsman's Bar and Grill, voted best sports bar in Flagstaff many years in a row. Today, you got the Hot Links going on. Tomorrow's Taco Tuesday. Don't forget about that. Wednesday is Wing Wednesday, half-price wings. They've always got something at Sportsman's Bar and Grill on their $4 menu. They've got great drink specials, happy hour going on all the time. Sportsman's Bar and Grill, just north of downtown, in the Bash's Shopping Center. Who else we got up there, Olivia, on the giveaway?
Oh, we also have Gettles High Desert Mechanical, a $50 Visa debit card, $50 at Namarco's Pizza, and then $50 Home Depot gift card, courtesy of Kelly Broadus, and a Timberline Firearms and Training gift card.
Okay, good stuff. Okay, mm-hmm. All right, so let's start with the, I'm going to go out of order here. No, I want to start with the Russia thing that happened this weekend. You may not even paid much attention to this. And this is why I say it's probably better for your health not to be enamored by the 24/7 minute by minute news cycle, because something may hit over the weekend. I think this happened Friday or Saturday. Again, I didn't pay very much attention to it. I've kind of stopped doing that on the weekends. Had you not looked at the news and not looked back at the news, you wouldn't have known that this general who runs a private mercenary group that's heavily involved in Ukraine, the Wagner Group, I think it's called. The way the media was framing it was basically a coup, and Putin was going to be down. This guy was going to be marching into Red Square, or whatever they call it nowadays, in Moscow, and overturn the government, and he'd be in there. That wasn't the case. He's kind of now been I don't know, self-exiled to Belarus with his, I read reports that he had 10,000, 30,000 troops under. They're using him in Ukraine in this mercenary force. He's also in charge of, he's kind of Putin's bad guy. He's Putin's Dr. Evil, really nasty guy from what I was reading. And again, some of you may know more about this than me because there's only so much I cloud my brain with because by Monday, it didn't really matter because Putin's still in power, last I checked. And if I had to guess, Putin will be in power 6 minutes from now, 6 weeks from now, 6 months from now. Who the heck knows in Russia? But you could have clouded your brain with all that stuff, and then it was really kind of a pointless venture and didn't really amount to much of anything. But this guy, he was like, they take the prisoners too. So he's in charge of thousands and thousands of prisoners that they've conscripted to go to this literally trench warfare over in Ukraine, but all for nothing at this point. But he's still there. We'll see what happens. But Putin, obviously, in somewhat of a precarious state after where are we at now, year plus of this invasion.
15 months.
Yeah, that's cost many, many lives on both sides. He thought it was going to be a cakewalk, I guess, but then all the money and arms started flooding in from the West. We had Congressman Eli Crane on last week, and I think we're up to $120 billion or something that we've dumped into the bottomless pit over there in Ukraine. So we'll keep an eye on that one. It is interesting. But the question I ask you and everybody out there is, it just doesn't matter to my daily life. I'm not saying that I don't care what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. I'm saying as far as strategic relevance for the U.S., we've got an open border to the south. We've got people flooding in left and right. We've got drugs flooding in. We've got, the sex trade is unbelievable what's going on. And here we are worried about Ukraine. We can't even seal up our own border. To me, there's so many other things that we should be doing as a nation and that our so-called leaders should be doing, but they don't do it. They spend hundreds of billions of dollars on these foreign entanglements that our founding fathers warned us at.
Well, that looks good. From their,
their contractors world, like it.
That's what they think, we're going to help them. And that's what looks good on their resume.
Yeah. So, and the contractors sure like it too. All right. We got a comment from Newt, which came through on our giveaway, talkwithjeff.com. Click on sponsors and giveaways and sign on up.
Dear Jeff and Olivia, froze here last night, lost my tomatoes and squash, second time, June 24th.
Oh, man.
Best regards. Good luck with javelinas in your garden.
Yeah.
So I looked it up.
It doesn't say where he's from, but.
Newt's from Flagstaff. He writes in quite a bit.
Oh, okay. It was, at least on, whatever I looked on, the history says it was 29 last Saturday, the 24th, 29 degrees for the low in Flagstaff. I think it was lower than that in Belmont.
You said 29?
29 in Flagstaff.
Yeah, I had heard, what did he say, 23? I heard somebody told me 23.
Yeah, I think I might have read 23
degrees somewhere. We were down in Camp Verde, and it was 44 degrees. What we've been doing is leaving all the windows open, all the screen, just leave the windows open, then you got tons of cold air coming in all night long.
Which means we all wake up frozen.
Oh, I don't get cold.
In the morning, before it starts to heat up, we close it all up and it just traps the cool air in there. And then we don't have to run the AC, at least not yet. And I mean, when it gets warmer and more humid, we will.
We've barely run the AC by doing this because we're having such cool. But I woke up cold. And that's rare for me.
I was cold all night.
I was bundling up as best I could. We didn't have any damage as far as the corn is up to my neck at this point. I don't grow stuff in Flagstaff because I've had so many bad experiences but this is late. Usually get to June 1st and you're pretty safe. So I feel for you, Newt. If I get the extra corn, I can maybe offset you there. I don't know. We'll see. We've got some forming, so we planted like 400 seeds or so, and they're pretty tall. So I feel optimistic. So yeah, pretty cold. Let's see. Okay, fireworks. Let's come back with that. Let's come back and talk about fireworks in Arizona. And then I still got Katie Hobbs. I want to talk about this executive order on abortion. So we'll hit on all that. Plus, try to read some more of your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Don't forget about our good friends at Zero Res of Northern Arizona. Now, what they can do for you, is get your carpets cleaned. They can get your tile cleaned, which gets all that grime on there. And I don't know if you don't want to go. You've done this plenty of times. Yeah. Get down on hands and knees.
Yeah,
and
hands and knees. Scrubbing away. With a toothbrush.
Why don't you call or why don't you go to their site? Because I actually got a promo code for you. ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. That's ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. It gets you 20% off if you use the promo code LAZYJUNE. All caps, one word, Lazy June. Get 20% off. That includes upholstery, so the fabric and leather, your couches. They do vehicle cleaning as well. They also do house cleaning, so they've got a great line of products for you. Let me give you one example here. Three rooms of carpet for $138. That's a pretty awesome deal. So go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. That's ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Is the Biden economic disaster hitting your household a bit harder than you expected? Is inflation killing your personal budget? Now, Just Wireless was here for you in 2009, and they are here for you in 2023. Why would you pay full price for a new smartphone when you can get a great refurbished phone at Just Wireless and save a whole bunch of money? Or if you're like me, I've taken my smartphone to Just Wireless to get it repaired. They've taken care of cracked screens, charging port problems. They can also change out that battery. Check out Just Wireless's two locations in Flagstaff, across from the Flagstaff Mall and also on Milton Avenue, right as I-17 comes into town. Stop on by today and see how your hometown, locally owned cell phone guru can help you save money. And also check them out at JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com.
You're listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. We'll get to the executive order from Katie Hobbs on abortion, but I want to talk about fireworks in Arizona because we've got the 4th of July coming up. I do have a couple of guests lined up this week to talk about some of the things happening. We heard from Mayor of Prescott, Mayor Phil Good last week. We have Joe Galley from the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce this week. Talk about some events in the Flagstaff area. Longtime mayor of Williams, John Moore, will join us as well. And I'm trying to work on a couple others too. So, and Rob Wilson's with us this week as well. And keep getting you guests here busy. On the program, busy as usual. But fireworks were made legal in Arizona a few years back. I can't remember the exact year, but just a couple years ago. Before that, I don't think you could do anything. Forever it was, yeah. I don't even know about like those little smoke bombs or anything, little yeah. party poppers.
Yeah.
It was like nothing. And I come from a place where fireworks, originally we came from New York, New Jersey area, and fireworks were illegal there. But it was pretty wet and pretty humid. And we would like launch like aerial rockets in the backyard. I've told you about our 4th of yeah. July parties. It got a little out of hand sometimes. And
on fire.
Yeah, don't Roman candle wars, things like that. You can't shoot anything. Anything that goes in the sky is illegal in Arizona. So you Roman candles, any kind of rocket, any kind of those shells, like those, you throw them in. It's like a mortar shell that goes up. And, you know, any aerial fireworks is illegal.
So you light up the stuff on the ground or whatever, yeah. and it crackles and it, you know.
Fountains.
The sparks and stuff. Yeah. That's okay.
Sparklers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fountains, I believe. Spinners. There's a whole list. I'll try to get one of the fire chiefs on this week to clarify. But basically from May 20th, so it's a season, though. It's fireworks season. Mm. It's not year-round here in Arizona. So from May 20th to July 6th, fireworks may be purchased legally in Arizona. So the tents start popping up and you start seeing those fireworks sales. Although I don't see them in Northern Arizona. I see them all down.
I haven't seen any.
They're all down in the Phoenix area. Yeah. So maybe there's some kind of regulation that they can't sell them up here. I don't know. In winter, you can buy fireworks from December 10th through January 3rd. So you're doing your New Year's Eve fireworks. Mm-hmm. Now here's when you can set them off. And I guess this was over the weekend it began. You can set them off from, I have here from June 24th through July 6th, that you can actually set them off in the summer. And in winter, December 24th through January 3rd. And there's lots of restrictions, like Flagstaff, I think, has a ban. Other cities have a ban. So no, we'll try to get the chief of the fire department for Flagstaff. A lot of areas, you can't do them in the incorporated areas. So know before you launch these things off. I don't want you burning something down. I don't know. A lot of people question the wisdom of legalizing fireworks
a couple years ago
mm-hmm. at all. And so we'll get you some more specifics as the week progresses. I know you've got a list that we can hit on. Let's hit on that in the second hour. But you've got some different locations where the professionals are actually launching the fireworks.
Yeah, right.
There's
a few cities around, not many, but a couple that are doing fireworks.
A lot of places
on the
4th. Yeah, a lot of places not doing it.
They just stopped this year, just in general.
We used to see them all the time in Country
like
Club
Cliff
out there.
Castle
I remember that. Yeah, remember the golf course out there? They used to have them out there. They used to have them at the Cliff Castle's not doing it. Twin Arrows isn't doing it.
I'm not sure about Twin Arrows. I'm going to look it up.
So, yeah, we'll look that up because I don't want to not get them a crowd or whatever. But I like watching those, too. The crowds are kind of a pain to deal with, though, as far as when you're leaving. I know Cottonwood's having them, I think. So we'll hit on all that. Love to hear from you as well. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. You know, I always like to own a little bit of physical gold and silver. This is an insurance policy for me for the insanity that is our central government, that is the Federal Reserve. Fed came out, what was it, last week? They didn't do the latest increase in interest rates, but they came out, I think, a week ago and said, and that was the first time in like 15 months, they said, oh, but we will do another one. England just did another big interest rate increase because they say inflation is just so out of control. You know it. You go out there, and I hear from so many businesses, they're saying they're having trouble in especially expensive communities. And Rob Wilson will be on tomorrow to talk about this a bit, like Flagstaff, where they have the wage issue and then the inflation issue, the cost of living issue. It's just absolutely crushing people. Anyway, I like to own a little bit of physical gold and silver because you never know what's going to happen. I've done this for decades. I encourage you to learn as much as possible about owning gold and silver. Call Desert Gold Exchange. This is where I buy gold and silver from, an Arizona-based company. Justin and his family-run company keep their overhead low, and they pass those savings right on to you. Spot price is spot price wherever you're at in the world. It's those fees and commissions that really can get you. Call Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
And check with your city or town or county that you, because there are a lot of restrictions. Cities and towns can do the restrictions as well. You know, try to get in some fire chiefs, like I said, to kind of break this down a little bit more. But they're legal in Arizona, but there's definitely some restrictions throughout the state. So check before you blow them up.
You're listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Angela's with me. Olivia's here as well, looking for your email comments. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. I mentioned that Rob Wilson's going to be on the program tomorrow. I want to remind you that there's a lot of great training opportunities right now, training courses, whether you're new to firearms, first shots program, your intermediate handgun training, expert level stuff. They got it all out at Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Olivia, you've done the Stop the Bleed course.
Yeah, which we should do again.
We should, as a reminder, how to stop the bleed. This could save your life, save a family member's life, a stranger's life. Sign up for this once-a-month course. This one's actually free. Call Timberline Firearms and Training, 928-526-7900. That's 928-526-7900. Or just take a drive 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. See Timberline's indoor shooting range, their firearms, and all their accessories. That's, again, 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall at Timberline Firearms and Training. Okay, so Katie Hobbs issued an executive order late last week to basically, it applies to any future, any pending county-level prosecutions related to any state law restricting abortion access. As you know, in Arizona, abortion is banned after 15 weeks. This is a bill that came out last year when Ducey was in office, Governor Ducey, and he signed it into law. It went into law March 2022. She did this, I believe it was Friday, was the one-year anniversary of the Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade and returned the abortion question to the states, where it should have been all along. Mm-hmm. So on the year anniversary, Hobbs, so she does it because, in my opinion, it's good fundraising.
It's no coincidence that it was done that day.
Yeah. And I actually get her email blasts. They're annoying because they come in like 3-4 times a day, and it's always fundraising, fundraising, fundraising. She's trying to flip the Arizona legislature from a slim majority, one seat majority in the House and the Senate, Republican, to Democrat, which is not unreasonable to think that she can do it. I mean, there were some close races down in Tucson in that district this last legislative session that had it gone another way, and these are super close. Arizona would be deadlocked at least right now. Mm-hmm. They'd get even less than they were able to get done.
Right.
She's vetoed 111 bills. Last I checked, I think it's even more than that now. Anyway, so the executive order, it first of all, it bars Arizona authorities from extraditing people to other states for alleged abortion law violations that are legal in Arizona, and establishes an advisory council. I love all these councils they've got. Whew, another advisory council. So more of your tax dollars being thrown at people, you know, and processes. Advisory Council on Reproductive Freedom, with members appointed by HUD. What reproductive freedom? There's a 15-week abortion ban in place in Arizona. I that's not long enough. I'm trying to understand. I still don't get it.
That is more than enough time.
You know you're pregnant.
And you know what? You have reproductive freedom to use birth control, too. Other than that.
Yeah. We have an email from, did you see that email, Olivia?
Mary Jo.
Get that email from Mary Jo, because I think it's a good time for that one, because Mary Jo. Because
I just don't understand that. You don't want to get pregnant or have a baby, then maybe you should use birth control.
Okay. And then.
Except for the extreme rare condition or circumstance that something fails or there's a situation of
rape,
you know,
yeah.
Someone without consent.
But that's obviously different. Then, you know, you're watching. You're getting tested.
Yeah.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah.
Who's that? What's that email? You got talkwithjeff@icloud.com.
Doing a great.
Hopefully this is appropriate here, but this is maybe PG-13. Go ahead. You haven't read it?
I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Doing a great job, Jeff and Orbit's family. So refreshing. On to my comment. I want to know why the conservatives never discuss contraception access for real women to prevent the pregnancy when we are all fighting over whether a baby. My view is life starts at conception.
Real women.
That's funny. I had no idea she wrote that. And I say that all the time. Like, why
are
can
you,
we
are
not
you
prevent
Mary,
this
Are you
in the
Mary
first place?
Jo? Are you loading the comments?
Oh, no. Oh, wait, no. There's she says real women. Like, she never says just women. It's like real women.
Real women. Not like a... trans man.
Well, yeah, they don't need contraception though, because dudes can't get pregnant.
No, but if a woman wants to live as a man without having surgery, she could still become pregnant.
Okay, yeah, because she's a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
She means a real woman, but
is that what she's talking about? But I know there's this whole thing that people are confused. Was it Mulvaney, you know, and people like that mm-hmm. are, you know, whole Bud Light controversy? They're actually confused as to who gets pregnant. Yeah. And I always say, if you're a dude and you're pretending to be a woman, you can't get pregnant. Yeah. So don't worry. You're good. I mean, you could take those. I'm not a doctor. Don't take my medical advice. You can take those birth control pills, but I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, they also think they're going to get period cramps and... you know, things like that are just, there's just something wrong with
that
their mental condition.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
odd.
Yeah, like, anyway. I don't understand why we don't prevent the pregnancies in the first place. It just seems so logical to me. It's not hard to do. You can get shots, you can get pills, you can get this and that. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we talking about that?
And that's
Mary
Jo's
right.
That's Mary Jo. Yeah, Mary Jo's.
Like, why aren't we talking about that? Why, I don't hear that anywhere.
I didn't see it in Hobbs press releases.
No, they never talk about that.
It's sad that so many women have used abortion as their contraception.
Well, I'm never had one, but seems like birth control in the first place would be easier than going through what they have to go through.
Going through. Okay. So, and I got a follow up to this here in just a second, quote unquote, medical treatment. So going through a quote unquote medical treatment, and we got something from Tempe. But anyway, so what she's doing is ordering through executive order, the county attorneys, Arizona's got 15 counties. So all 15 county attorneys to basically not prosecute these if, if somebody's violating past the 15, past the 15 week. The executive order doesn't, I already read that. So Republicans said, hey, at a minimum, this, this order shows disrespect. This is from, Speaker, Ben Thoma, of the Arizona House Republican. This order shows disrespect and contempt for the judiciary. Arizona's abortion laws are still in litigation in light of the Supreme Court's historic Dobbs ruling. The governor cannot unilaterally divert statutory authority to prosecute criminal cases from Arizona's 15 county attorneys to the attorney, general. So I guess they're shifting it over to that, to Chris Mays, the Democrat attorney general. We got to get an update from Abe Hamaday as well, because he has that court case, remember?
Yeah,
and there was only like 200 votes separating him from Mays. Wouldn't that be something if, I don't think that'll happen, but it has in the past in Arizona, but if the attorney general got, you know, switched out here from our current Democrat. So she's a directing Attorney General Chris Mays to assume all duties with regard to any criminal prosecution of a medical provider or other entity or individual that is pending or brought in the future by the county attorney of any county in the state for violation of any state law restricting or prohibiting abortion care.
So someone could go in at 38 weeks, 39 weeks, 2 days from having a baby, a perfectly healthy live baby, and get an abortion, and that person who performs it is not going to be prosecuted? I mean, that's just sickening to
me. That's how I'm reading this. Now, I would imagine there will be court challenges. And this is endless. You know, they want to draw this out in court as long as possible, it seems. You know, just keep litigating and litigating.
I just don't understand how she can get away with that, or anyone that does stuff like that, because these people are supposed to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, they're supposed to.
Adhere to the laws of the state.
Yeah.
And how can she just say, no, we're just not going to do that one?
Well, and that's the thing is, okay, you take the job as attorney general or county, the county attorneys. There's got to be laws that you're like, this is really stupid. I'm sure there's judges that sit up there all the time, too, and say, I can't believe I got to sentence you to 1 year for this item, whatever it may be. But that's the law.
Yeah.
And my job is to.
My job is to uphold the law.
Because that's their job.
That's their job. The legislature, they make the laws.
Right.
The executive branch,
so
Hobbs,
what's the point
executes
of them making
the
all these laws? If the governor at the time, any governor, could just say, yeah, no.
No, just
I don't
do an
like
executive order.
One. We're
like,
just
oh,
not going to do
we're
it.
We're going to follow that one and that one.
Then
oh,
why
one.
Do it? I mean, seriously, what a waste of time. It just, I don't understand how this
I don't know, it's
can happen.
It's frustrating. Yeah, so anybody can come in and say, and to people who are want the abortion past 15 weeks, maybe there's someone listening driving through. I think people are pretty siloed nowadays, you know, but. Think about it. Always think about the shoe on the other foot. That's the problem with executive order is when your side's in there, you're like, yes, duty executive order, duty executive order. Then your side ain't in there because that's how it always happens. The balance of power always shifts, especially in a purplish state like Arizona, especially in a purplish country like the U.S. The presidency could go from Republican to Democrat. It's so
constantly
doing these executive, when you are, applauding executive orders for your side, be ready for the other side to do executive orders to either unwind anything you did or to take it a step
further
in the opposite direction.
So if a Republican gets elected governor, could that person just go in and say, well, no, we're not doing 15 weeks anymore. We're doing 0 weeks. We're not doing them at all.
I guess they could try. I mean,
that's my executive order.
I'm doing an executive order.
We're not performing any.
And this is why I got so frustrated with even Republican former Governor Ducey. Because he did so many executive orders. He was like a little king there, executive order. And it's like, stop. Yeah. And now there's actually a bill. Who do we talk to? Representative Joseph Chaplick last week. He got a bill out that you guys will all see and vote on at the polls in November of 24 to limit the, in this case, executive emergencies, you know, COVID for 2.5 years or whatever it may be, whatever they come up, the climate emergency that's surely to come from somebody having a wood-fired pizza oven or something stupid like that. These people are out of their minds, I'll tell you what. All right, let me go. I got more on this because there's a Tempe angle, of course. Tempe is probably a little to the left of Flagstaff, but maybe not as far as Tucson. Somewhere in, they're battling the top three as far as the most leftist cities, Tempe, Flagstaff, and Tucson. Hey, it's hot out there. And if you got a problem with your, I guess not the H part of your VAC, the your air conditioning right now, because, well, maybe the other night you needed the heat, so you never know in Arizona. I bet you
some heaters clicked on
here. Oh, I'm sure they did. I mean, we're so cheap that that heater goes off.
Oh, it's switched off.
It's like March 1st. I'm like, that's it. I'm done with winter.
No, that is like, maybe in April we'll switch it off.
But, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Gettles High Desert Mechanical is a family-owned company. You got brothers Adam and Ted Gettles who've been servicing HVAC units and plumbing, by the way, in central and northern Arizona for over 30 years now. They fixed our HVAC unit here in Flagstaff. I know they can take care of yours no matter where you're at, Verde Valley, Prescott area, Sedona, Flagstaff, anywhere in northern and central Arizona. Give Gettles High Desert Mechanical a call right now at 928-567-2200. That's 928-567-2200. Or if you're looking it up, if you're DuckDuckGoing it or Googling it or whatever you do, Gettles, spelled a little different, like our last name, G-O-E-T-T-L-S, G-O-E-T-T-L-S, and Gettles will get on out there and they'll take real good care of you and make sure your air conditioning gets going as quickly. I'm sure they're busy.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's
especially
it's
with it, it's supposed to be heating up even more coming up here.
There's 6 heat warnings, extreme heat warnings in 6 counties in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any in northern Arizona, but mostly.
I saw in Pima County because I checked the weather cranking, in Tucson. Yeah. My dad lives there, so occasionally I check Tucson, and yeah, there's an excessive heat warning down there.
Cranking. All right, Tempe approves 2 extra days of paid time off for city employees to get out of state, quote unquote, medical treatment. Okay. That's fine. You know, you need a medical, you need to get,
we all know
you got a broken arm
means.
Or something. You need to go out of state.
Yeah, we'll go out of state for that.
You know, you've got, I don't know. Or maybe it's it doesn't have to do with abortion, but they call it a medical treatment. Passed unanimously.
We all know. We all know what this means.
I always hate when you have governments that things just are passing unanimously. That's a sign of an out of balance city or county where it's just unanimous. On these major things.
I'm sorry. You just stay out of it. I'm not getting into that type of thing.
This is first.
If you need time off for any medical thing on your own, you know, that's, you have X amount of days off. That's what you
that's
get.
That's what I was just going to say. This is for city employees that I know get a certain amount of.
They already have time off.
They
for,
get,
yeah,
they get days,
days
off. There's medical, there's 6 days. Or they need 2 additional sick days for, because of course this is them making a statement. This is all we live in nowadays is politicians making statement after statement, using the dais, using where, whatever venue they have to make statements continuously.
Because then it's also like, oh, there's no consequences for this, and oh, you get special treatment for doing this, and so you might as well.
Yeah,
well, and
you
if
get
we're tricked, saying,
yeah,
if we're not going to prosecute them for doing it past 15 weeks, then why do you need to go out of state?
That's a good point. Maybe Tempe should coordinate a little better with Hobbs' office.
Yeah.
To fix this.
I mean, seriously,
no,
that
because
makes no sense.
It's just like Hobbs doing the executive order on the anniversary of the Dobbs decision because it's, they want to get the most PR possible. And it's done on both sides. It's done all the time. It's, remember when, Obama was president and the Republicans took control of the House and, that was it the House and the Senate or was it the House? And they were impeaching, I was going to say Biden. They were impeaching Obama all the time, all the time, impeach. And then they were repealing, Obamacare. Remember this? Mm-hmm. Repealing Obamacare like every other day.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they got full control, just to show you that I'm, you know, that I'm fully, I fully believe in the uniparty at this point. Although the Democrats are 100% hopeless and useless at this point, the Republicans are probably like 70% for me, you know, useless. And there's 30% that are still true to constitutional conservatism and all that. So I want to be fair here. But there are the Republicans repealing Obamacare every 5 seconds. Yeah. And then as soon as they got control in 16, really 17 with Trump and they had the House and the Senate.
No. Crickets.
And the infamous, you know, McCain thumbs down. It's like, oh, that's the end of it. Now we got Obamacare. Now,
well, they repealed it or tried to repeal it all the time because they knew they would never.
Yeah, they knew they would never do it. Yeah. And so they have power.
For show. It's all that's for show. That's all it was about. And then the minute they have the chance to really do it, they didn't do it.
Yeah. And just for some reference here, I think our health care was maybe $400 for our $10,000 deductible back then, maybe $500.
Oh yeah, it's close to $1,000.
$1,000 now
for $10,000 deductible.
$10,000
deductible.
Pretty
minimal coverage.
Pretty minimal coverage. Yeah. Anyway, so Tempe doing the two unanimously. It's vitally important. Here's a quote from Tempe Councilmember Randy Keating, who spearheaded the effort. It's vitally important that City of Tempe employees can access available treatments, therapies, and procedures they need for themselves or their family members. Especially the family member that they're treating. Unfortunately, not all available medical treatments are available in Arizona today. It is. The treatment you're talking about is an abortion, and it's legal up to 15 weeks. Mm-hmm. If you would read the law, Mr. Keating. Wasn't it another Keating in Arizona? I remember another. I am proud that the city council took this action to ensure that city employees can access the care they choose and need. Love your thoughts.
I hate how they just sugarcoat it and they don't call it what it is. Let's everyone just call it what it is.
Just be honest about it. Yeah. These politicians, I'll tell you what. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
Listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show.
This is Jeff Horvitz, and if you listen to my show, you know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at the Blind Brothers, and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in. They laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com. If you have like 300 bats dropping guano all over your patio because they're living up under your deck, it's a true story. This happened.
Yeah.
And Mammoth Restoration came in and cleaned up the guano, which is bat droppings. Ooh, guano bowls. Was that Ace Ventura?
Collect the whole set.
Like the whole set. He's washing his tongue. Anyway, Mammoth Restoration will come in and take care of that. They'll take care of flood issues, extract all that water, whether you're in a home or an office setting. They'll do basically anything people don't want to do, these emergencies. 24/7, 365-day emergency services from Mammoth Restoration, 877-714-0050. That's Mammoth Restoration at 877-714-0050. All right. Next hour, we got more on some upcoming events and fireworks, things like that. Mm-hmm. Angela's got the list. Short-term rental changes in Flagstaff. A lot of cities are passing this. We have more Vanilla Ice.
No, we do not.
Thankful. I thought we were going to play it. No.
Plus, let's talk about taxes by the mile for vehicles instead of the gas tax. Hit on that and much more. Hang tight. Back in just a few minutes.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
This hour of the show is brought to you by Zero Res of Northern Arizona. Another hour starts now.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
Welcome, hour two of the show. Jeff Horvitz here. Angela's with me. Olivia's here as well, looking for your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. This one from The Blaze. Harvard professor who published research on honesty accused of fudging findings. Just accused.
Okay.
So you don't know. Comes into question, though, all those studies. I've said this quite a bit. Have they done a study on
how accurate studies are?
The accuracy of studies.
Yeah, yeah, over long term, because I think a lot of these people are just full.
How did he fudge, though? I wonder what.
I don't know. I didn't read that far.
I like details.
Well, you can go look at the Blaze and Harvard professor who published research on honesty accused of fudging findings to find out more. I wasn't willing to go any deeper than that. I just found the headline kind of funny because I'm always,
usually
I like
the headline just tells you everything.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's pretty much all you need to know. I've always been scared. I like reading the studies because sometimes it's just interesting to see what people come up with, but you always think like, okay, a survey, for example, like surveyfinds.org is one that I go to a lot, but it's like, okay, you know, Americans like Swiss cheese over American cheese, which mm-hmm. would be kind of weird. But if that was the study, and it's like, we surveyed 500 people. It's like out of 340 million people, we solidly know. It's like polls for mm-hmm. elections. I mean, can we even have a pollster on again? We used to have some pollsters on. I know some, been friends with them a long time, but can we even have them on with how inaccurate they've been? You know, for so many times on these elections. Oh, it's.
I think a lot close, of them are close. Just the elections in particular are sometimes so close that it's just so hard to get anything accurate.
Nobody answers their phone anymore either.
Right.
Because you get 400 spam calls, and that's how they used to.
I just deleted like 700 spam emails. In a couple of days.
It is bad. I'm having actual trouble finding relevant stuff now after you sort through the crazy spams. And
I know that through going through the emails.
You go through them and I'm like, my daughter's reading this.
Can you do something useful?
I don't know
with your
what
time?
To. I've been trying to figure out a way to get around this spam stuff for years. It's gotten worse.
Oh, yeah. You
though.
Try and unsubscribe and it's almost like it gets worse.
I'm skeptical of that because are they then like, okay, send five more.
Yeah.
You're re-signing up and all of a sudden you get five enhancement emails.
Well, or it's the same one. They put it in from a different email address that you didn't unsubscribe from.
Yeah. All right. I want to hit on short-term rentals in Flagstaff came up with an idea, a solution, a government solution.
Yeah. Was that the one where they were going to make a fee?
Yeah, they're making a fee.
Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty much the solution to everything when your government is, how do we tax this more, fee this more? Because then we'll have a solution.
I think that's probably the bulk of their discussions is how can we get more money?
Yeah, because then we'll be able to solve the problem. You just shovel more of other people's money.
No matter what,
not their money.
No matter what it is, just in general, what can we do? What don't we do right now? What can we do to get more money?
Yeah, get more money. Needs
and
more
then
money.
Someone's like, oh, I know. Yep. We don't tax or fee the short-term rentals. Let's do that.
How much do you think Vanilla Ice gets to perform nowadays, speaking of money? What do you think?
I have no idea.
You know, like that has one hit, really.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
The video she sent, actually, I really liked the stage. It was on the water.
Yeah, like on the water.
It was cool.
Yeah, we need to get that up here.
Yeah.
We'll try to hook up with Vanilla Ice.
Not
anyway.
Just the stage
have
with
to
water listen. By it, but it was like literally a floating stage.
Yeah, floating stage. You'd have to listen to hour one and get that podcast. Look up the Jeff Orbit show.
Yeah, we don't need to go through that again.
No, once is probably enough.
Once?
I'm your number one fan. It's a cool song. I mean,
we've had fun reliving it a little bit,
Hey, if you want to maybe save a little money on your mortgage, why don't you call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans? I can save you actually $250 off your lender's fee at closing if you mention a Jeff Orbit show. So you're doing a refinance, you're doing a new home, new purchase, investment property. Me and Angela did a refinance with Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans last year. She did a great job for us. She'll walk you through every step of the way. And plus, she'll also do a pre-approval letter for you. You got that in hand, so you know how much you qualify for. Well, I qualify for $8. Well, good luck. I qualify for $100,000. Well, good luck. $200,000, $300,000. Okay, you're getting up around $400,000. You have maybe three or four homes to decide from in the Flagstaff area. Yeah, maybe. $500,000, $600,000, you're golden, right? Otherwise, no, she can get you qualified, though, for other areas that aren't. I think Flagstaff, and I think Rob Wilson and I will talk tomorrow. Rob Wilson owns Timberline Firearms and Training, a little bit about the elitism or the elitist status of some Northern Arizona communities as far as it's getting harder and harder to get in. And I don't think that's going to change, going forward. But anyway, getting sidetracked here. Kim Dawson get you a pre-approval and you can go all over the place and be looking. You can be looking down in Verde Valley or over in Winslow or Flagstaff or Williams. Call Kim Dawson. She'll help you out. Like I said, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show, 928-310-6458. That's Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans at 928-310-6458. Should do it real quick. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
I was looking forward to your other voice.
Would we even know if it was, saying the things there? Okay, short-term rentals. So the city of Flagstaff voted, I think it was last Tuesday. Maybe we'll wait. I think next week, or maybe it's after the 4th of July, coming up here in the next couple of weeks, they're doing the second read, and they approved this thing. I think it was unanimous. It passed. 7-member council, so at least 4 of them voted for the thing. I'm sure it got unanimous or near unanimous support to more heavily regulate the short-term rentals. So these are your VRBOs and all that. And they do everything in 2 reads, by the way, your city councils. So they do the first read, and then usually 2 weeks, there's like a period of you sit on it, you do the final read, and then it comes into law. Usually it's like 30 days after that final read. So they're going to do that second read. So they're doing a $175 license fee. So if you own a short-term rental, so these are basically your neighborhood hotels that have popped up. But everybody does it. We did it in Hawaii.
It's so much better than a hotel. It costs a little more, but when you factor in that you can make your own meals and you have a little more space, especially if you've got a family, it's worth it to us. We ate every breakfast in Hawaii in our place and probably half our lunches and I don't know, about 3 or 4 nights of dinner.
That breakfast thing alone probably saved us $75 a day.
Yeah, when you're going out to a restaurant 2-3 times a day, that adds up. So I bet you what you save in meals, if you do that, meals and coffees and stuff in your own place, that offsets a lot of the extra costs.
Yeah, had we gone out to breakfast every day in Hawaii, it probably would have added another $75.
And the time it takes to do that. I mean, we just find it easier to pop a bagel in and...
You should have grabbed one of those chickens
and go down to the beach
and take a walk or something instead of sitting and waiting on breakfast.
Olivia was corralling the chickens. There were wild chickens all over the island.
She wanted to catch them so bad. I held some chicks, but.
So anyway, everybody's doing it.
So many people do. That's why it's so popular. It's a problem too.
Yeah. And it's the challenge has been the party houses. We're going to rent and we don't really care who's going in there. There's 30 people. They're bringing in 5 kegs.
Okay, I went to one of those.
You went to a party house?
Yeah. Yeah. Bachelorette party.
Yeah, you did.
Bachelorette party.
You did.
Okay, but...
Do we want the details on this?
No, well, I... the invitation was for the weekend. Okay. And I declined the weekend thing, so I just went for the bridal shower, but...
And didn't stay.
Yeah, I stayed for a few hours for the bridal shower and lunch. But, I knew what would happen in this place, and that's why I declined, because I'm just not into the party house.
This was a family member.
Yeah. I talked to one of the people there that was up till, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, doinking around in the pool.
Jumping on the trampoline. Imagine being a neighbor.
Especially outside. And then she's like, I got like 2 hours of sleep last night. And, this is why I don't go, because I'm just not interested in doing that. But anyway, my point is, the neighbors on either side, I bet you they hate when that rents out for the bachelorette party or bachelor party or whatever. It was a really large house and a lot of bedrooms. So
I would say that most communities have noise ordinances and, after a certain period of time, decibels, most communities have that.
Probably. The problem is someone reporting.
Then you're burdening the police department that are, they're stretched in a lot of places to come and deal with probably all the time they see. Oh, there it is again, 211 West, whatever street. And, we know that's a party house. I'm not rushing over there for a bunch of drunk people on a trampoline again. I got to deal with this person who just OD'd or this person who just robbed the corner store.
And not just the noise and stuff, but a ton of cars there, all over the street and just deliveries and it's just busier.
But I think I want to be fair though, because I think that there's more quiet vacation homes than there are the cases, the party houses you're talking about, right?
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
Most people, even people who are opposed to having a short-term rental next door to them, they probably go. They're like picketing at the city council meeting. I hate short-term rentals. And then they're like booking there.
I'll be back next month after my vacation.
I'll go to Hawaii for a month to stay in a VRBO.
A lot. Okay. The ones that we've been at are generally smaller. You know, a lot of times it's just the five of us. And like the one in Hawaii was a one bedroom with a loft, with two beds in the loft and one in the one bedroom. So you're not going to put a lot of people in there. It's not designed for that. Some of them are five bedrooms, six bedrooms. They're designed to hold a lot of people. So that attracts the party house, bachelorette party.
Well, as discussed last hour, our daughter Isabel, who's getting close to 20, is in San Diego with, what, four or five, six friends?
Yeah, she and four other friends drove over there, but one of their friends from high school lives in San Diego. Okay. So there's six of them staying at a VRBO.
They rented a house. It looks beautiful. It's on the side of a hill, and it's, you know.
Yeah, it's got a really big deck and a hot tub,
and it looks like it's set up for big groups and this and that. But what I was kind of surprised about is there's one of them in there that's 20. Oh, is there anyone 21? Hopefully not. I think
she's on the younger end, so they're probably the rest of them are 20.
No, we don't want to know, but she's over 18. What am I going to do? But anyway, I'm surprised who rented that.
I think it was one of the parents of one of the other kids.
Wow. Would you do that? I think I'd have a little bit of anxiety.
Depends on, I mean, we know her and her friends. I
know 19 and 20-year-olds.
So. I know, but...
I mean, they're all raised good. I think they're good, but I still, you know.
They're a good group, so I would try. I mean, we let them take our car over there because it was either that or they're going out without enough seatbelts.
She comes to us. She's like, we've got a car, but, you know, there's maybe six of us and there's only five seatbelts. And we're like,
she did not do that.
Yeah, something like that. And okay, I was
they
like,
did the same thing. I was last like, year.
Do what I did when I was your age: buckle two each, or don't. Win. I'm just kidding.
Last year they all did the same thing. The same six group of six, and they were trying to avoid taking two cars all over the place.
Yeah,
so they would all cram into one that did not have enough seatbelts
on California freeways. Yeah.
So we said, take the Tahoe. It has eight seatbelts, you know, so there's plenty of room. So
yeah, which leads.
Anyway, we trusted them enough to take our car. Okay. I think I trust them in a house. And I think one of the other parents was involved with booking the house.
All right. We trust you. I take it back if you're listening, Isabel, which you're probably not because you're busy watching vanilla ice and all that. Which brings me to another problem we had is, you know, my truck catastrophe. I'll get back to the rentals. Yeah. Don't worry. We're diverging here for a minute. I had my Nissan Titan break
like a month ago
coming up from Camp Verde on I-17. And it was a stupid thing that had it been worded differently from the dealer.
The first time it got fixed, it
obviously would have got fixed in a different manner. I take full responsibility though because I didn't get it in writing. So whatever. It's still sitting there. And because they couldn't get the part because it's on back order computer. So I find a company back east to get the refurbished computer, EPC or something it's called. And it's been like a couple weeks. And then today they're like, oh, we're delayed some more. It's just like you can't even get things anymore. Everything's just delayed, delayed, delayed. By the time I get back, it'll be a month and a half not having that truck. So we didn't have that. She took the Tahoe. You have the Mini. I'm driving up today, Olivia and I, the 1996 Isuzu
Rodeo.
Which that is Isabel's was a car. Drive.
That's no AC.
That's what Isabel drives around.
Yeah.
Yeah, no
she's
AC.
She's an old
though.
Beater.
But she doesn't drive very much. She's.
No, but I drove it up.
Hardly ever takes it out of town.
I'm taking it over to Crazy Country Boy Services here. Get it there by tomorrow to hopefully get the AC
fixed. Yeah, we're hopefully
going to
surprise her with AC.
Depends.
Maybe.
I mean,
you
see how much this thing costs. Yeah. So I'm in the process of looking for a newer truck, but this is the used truck market is still cranking. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. I'm like 350,000 miles, highway miles. I'm like 350,000 highway miles for a 2018, 19, 20 truck. Where are you driving?
Yeah, right.
Why did you buy a truck if you're driving that much? You should buy a little car.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
So if we take her car over to get it fixed, then that leaves us with the Mini all week
You're going to see me hitchhiking around town. Yeah, I might take my second ride on the public bus system. I did that once when I was on city council. They said, go ride the bus. And I was like, okay, I'm good. So I may be on the bus or hitchhiking.
Where did you ride the bus?
I don't know. I just drove it around, like, you know. like started falling asleep in there. It's perfect. Anyway, okay, so short-term rentals, so they're going to regulate that $175 license fee if this goes into effect in November, when it passes the second read, because it will. So it'll be implemented in November of this year. And I don't know what you get for the $175 fee to the city, annual fee, I might add. This is for units that are rented under 30 days, so short-term, so it doesn't affect. Although, if they could charge a fee for rentals, they would. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of cities have rental taxes. I think Prescott, we should ask Mayor Phil Good about that. I hate that tax.
Yeah.
There's a majority of cities in Arizona have a rental tax, mm-hmm, and a food tax. It's absolutely ridiculous. So one thing that it does do that you would think that just good neighbor policy, treat your neighbors good, you would inform them, hey, I have this property. It is a short-term rental. You see flames coming out. You know, somebody's out there running around naked in the backyard at 4 a.m. Give me a call.
Yeah.
Here's my number.
Right? Exactly.
I mean, it's just...
If people would just be responsible. Just be responsible, first of all, respectful. The renters would be responsible and respectful of the people around them, but also the owners.
Yeah.
If they would just maybe not market it for the party house or encourage the party house, but also if they would... Let their neighbors know that, if there's any problems,
you let me know. We'll take care of it quick.
You know, yeah.
So anyway, what it requires people to do in Flagstaff starting in November is to give notice to the neighbors. I haven't read the actual thing here yet, but to what radius, I guess? Is it immediate neighbors? Mm-hmm. You know, left and right of you, in front of you, behind you? Is it a certain radius? We'll get that info for you, but it says provide neighbors with the property's owner's contact information for so-called emergencies. I do note here that the only fine I'm seeing here is if you don't pay the license fee, it's $1,000 per month fine.
Wow.
So it's like, it's okay if you're running around naked in the backyard and jumping on the trampoline. Just make sure you get that money, though, or it's $1,000 a month fine.
I just wonder how blown out of proportion it is, because is it really the squeaky wheel and there's really not that many? Or, I mean, how bad of a problem is this, really?
I don't know.
Because we've rented a handful, rentals, right?
Yeah. VRBOs. We've had some in our neighborhood Airbnbs. Here, too.
We've been around them. We've gone to them and stayed in them. And... I don't know. We've never run into any problems.
It's never been that bad that I've had a problem with the ones that are around us.
Even or when we've been in Rocky Point or something with a lot of rentals.
One time
around.
We had a problem in like a more of a big complex and they're playing music. They're playing like mariachi music at 2 a.m. And I was and I complained to the front desk or whatever. And that was like condos and stuff. And they're like, well, they're on vacation. I was like, yeah, me too. It's 2 a.m.
Yeah, we have little kids.
Really?
Right. Yeah, that's so, right. Okay. Still, out of all the times we have, there's been one or two times that we've been kind of irritated about noise.
Yeah. I don't know. So there you go. Pay your fee or get fined, I guess, coming up when it passes here, starting in November. And other cities will follow suit. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot are hitting on this. I'm telling you, as Arizona gets more and more populated, things are going to continue to change. I've already noticed the change since my family moved here in 1990. You've lived here your whole life. Mm-hmm. It's going to change as the population grows.
Well, and just culture changes.
Everything is
changing. So like when I was growing up here, first of all, we didn't really go on a whole lot of vacation type things, but there wasn't the house to rent. You just went to a hotel and that was it.
Yeah, and it's like, is it the hotel with a curb in front of it where the headlights shine in the window?
Yeah.
Or does it have a hallway?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it just wasn't changed. That back then. So it just, things change. Mm-hmm. Just the culture. People want that. And so it has to get addressed when there's problems.
You see a lot of hotels, old ones, like in Flagstaff on Route 66 and stuff, that are the old style ones. People just aren't doing that anymore.
Yeah.
You wonder sometimes, especially some of the old ones they're renovating, is there a market? Maybe nostalgia? I don't know. You go with the shag carpet, maybe. I don't know. Okay, another money item here. I don't know if I can hit this in 4 minutes. We're going to try, though. $1 billion for Arizona internet access. By the way, is it AT&T?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, AT&T. We have no, it's just intermittent data service in Camp Verde now for
so
like months.
Annoying.
It's so bad. I'm like ready to ditch that service down there. It's just bad.
It goes from you can search whatever you want, you're totally good. Two minutes later, nothing.
What is there like? Nothing. How many I wonder how many. We got to ask Zach from Just Wireless because there's only the few major antennas, the providers.
Yeah.
AT&T, Verizon. Who's the other one? Sprint, T-Mobile.
Towers.
Well, they have different towers, but I don't know what happened down there. But it's like we're barely getting data service. Get phone service, but if you're trying to do, we're doing a show from there last week, and it's like we got to up the show's got to upload. It's got to have an internet connection. Oh yeah, yeah. So anyway, the White House has announced that $1 billion for Arizona for internet access. It's called. Broadband equity, everything's about equity. Broadband equity access and deployment program. Hmm. So you get equity.
Also, do they like hand select who they give it to?
I don't know. The broadband equity access and deployment program.
Is there like a checklist? Like, oh no, sorry, you don't pass.
They have a think tank of just people, just cubicles of people thinking crap up.
Well, I thought they put in those fiber optic, those high speed ones, because you drive down to Phoenix and there's all those little.
Yeah, the little manhole covers on 17. They did that last year. When I thought they were going to be repairing the road and they were digging holes, they were putting in those fiber optics, which we need another line coming because I think there was only one line coming to Northern Arizona. That one got cut and it has before. Mm-hmm. Something happens. Internet's gone. And that's the whole society's revolving around the internet at this point, obviously. Yeah. So this was part of the they always say like $1.2 trillion infrastructure spending package. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
One of those many boondoggles that have helped cause and fuel massive inflation. That was passed. Well, they say bipartisan because some of the Republicrats, they all joined.
One.
Yeah. The Uniparty came together and passed one of the many spending packages that caused massive inflation. But here's my point. I want the government to provide internet. It should be, look, I'm not getting good service right now. I got to find somebody else and hopefully I can, but I don't want the government to provide the internet for me. I can get Starlink if it gets really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I can go right to Dish, right to satellite.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's options available. Why do we need the government involved with this? They're spending $1 billion here. So how many more, should I presume that there's $49 plus billion more being spent in other states
probably.
For internet access? This can be resolved by the private sector. This is the problem with our country is the government's there. You got bad internet service? Well, we've got the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program.
The day
lucky
saved.
For us.
Lucky for us that these politicians are here to save the day all the time. I'd like them to do a lot less. I'm a rounding error, though.
that's
the reality
that's the
is
opposite of what they're doing. They're just doing more and more.
Yeah, people want more and more. All right. Speaking of more, we got more to come, including there's another big one I wanted to hit on. The excessive heat warnings. Oh, the wood-fired pizza ovens. This is going to be a good one. Hang tight. Back in just a minute. I went blank there.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
This is Jeff Horvitz, and if you listen to my show, you know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at the Blind Brothers, and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in. They laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com.
You're listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show.
Excessive heat warnings.
That's supposed to get hot.
This
here?
Is for... Well, it's kind of warm even Flagstaff today. Camp Verde was getting close to 100.
It might not be triple digits here, but if it's triple digits down south, that means it's going to be hot here too.
The higher you get up, though, that sun is so intense. Like Flagstaff, that sun feels even more intense than we're down in Camp Verde, and it's 95. I think
so. What's this supposed to be in Flagstaff? In the 80s?
I think so. Yeah,
that's pretty.
You get
hot
out and work
here,
out in the sun; it gets pretty cranky.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, excessive heat warnings for Cochise, Graham, Greenlee, Pima, Pinal, and Santa Cruz. So six of the Arizona's 15.
So those are
excessive.
A little further south. Maybe it won't be as bad in the north.
I'm surprised that we haven't seen Mojave County on there, because Mojave County, you've got Havasu, which is one of the hottest places on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bruce Sidlinger has a house there. That's where it gets 120, 122.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when it's 117 in Phoenix, it's 122 over there. So anyway, stay hydrated. Is that the word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I worked outside a lot this past weekend, and I come and just gulp things down in the evening. And just
you have to go out in the early morning and the evening and avoid the heat of the day, in the middle of the day.
Angela whipped up that strawberry daiquiri, which probably wasn't the best idea.
The strawberry daiquiri?
Yeah, after it's sweet.
Oh, because it's kind of sweet, but it's cold, though, and that feels good.
New York City turns up the heat. This is another article from The Blaze. On wood and coal-fired pizzerias, demands restaurants slice emissions by 75%. These people are so dumb. I mean, so wood-fired oven, right? And there's places
are they supposed to do that and still produce a good product?
That's what I read the article. I actually read this one, Olivia. And one of the guys who wanted to be anonymous, because you know how it is in New York and some of these leftist cities at point.
Yeah.
He's like, first of all, these are designed to heat a certain way and that affects the flavor. You restrict, because what they want to do is put like a cleaner catalytic type converter or something in the chimney, you know, kind of like they're doing with the wood stoves or anything nowadays. They're trying to make them so efficient that they're not working. Dishwasher, for example, they're ruining the dishwasher. We're one replacement away from just hand washing everything. These guys are ruining everything. But these people, the sad reality is they actually think that how many are we talking here in New York City? A couple hundred wood fired ovens. I mean, it's a big city.
Yeah.
I know of in Flagstaff, one, maybe there's two, maybe there's a couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are they using? Okay, coal, maybe, but they're probably using some kind of hardwood or something. Olivia, look up suggested or recommended wood for wood-fired ovens. I bet you it's like a hardwood or something. Okay, it's not like they're burning elm or something that's stinking up the place, right? Do they really think that this minuscule, immeasurable, you can't even measure this thing, amount of smoke coming up is actually causing a problem in this world at all? I mean, this would be like you're out and you go camping and you start a campfire. And they're like, oh, you can't start a campfire. You're causing global warming. I mean, what kind of insanity is this?
If they really wanted to fix the problem, they need to look at China and get China to crack down. I mean,
if you're convinced there is a problem. But
that's
if
what I'm saying, though.
But okay,
they emit so much more than we do, and no one ever talks about it.
No, they do. They'll do their
no
coal fired plants.
No one ever talks. It's always on us.
It's always on us.
Oh, we got to shut down your wood fired pizza oven.
Really?
While China blows as much pollution as they want.
Yeah, sign on to this agreement. Let China. And I bet you, my guess is whichever bonehead in some department, some cubicle hell, came up with this stupid idea. I bet you they're sitting there on their iPad or their iPhone or their Mac or some kind of imported device that came from China that they use gobs of fossil fuels, mainly coal, to create in the factories over there.
Oh, I'd guarantee
that. I bet you they
that.
Go shopping. They're always bargain shopping, looking for the cheapest thing because they don't want to pay the high price to produce things here in America. Then they're looking for the cheapest things, the imports, because labor costs, regulation costs are so much lower overseas. They're looking for all that. And then the hypocrites come up with something. Oh, by the way, your pizza oven. So these, did you look it up? What is it?
It says burning? Mostly hardwoods like hardwood. Oak,
yeah.
Maple.
See, I'm not a complete moron. This guy probably doesn't even know how, or I can't even assume he's a guy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know if he's a guy or a girl anymore nowadays, right?
A lot of people don't know themselves. Okay, when's the last time Greta Thunberg said anything about China? In all of her statements and all the how dare you and all the stuff she talks about.
Is that the Norwegian kid?
Yeah, when's the last time she said anything about China? Like, I just...
Yeah, it's hypocrites. And you know, meanwhile, I'm sure she's jet setting around the world like these other hypocrites. So just think about this though. It's like, does this person or people, probably a group of them came up with this, do they even know how to start a fire? Have they been west of the Mississippi to recognize that we're just out here doing controlled burns to try and stop the forest from catching a blaze and causing a massive multi-100,000-acre forest fire that shoots up all kinds of smoke mm-hmm. into the air? How stupid is this? We're out here, you know, you can do certain times of year, certain times of day. I think you might have to get a permit for that too. The rubbish piles, the leaves, the sticks, type, the slash piles. I mean, imagine how much smoke that puts out. Mm-hmm. Do these people actually think this matters? Is it a control mechanism, or are they so stupid? I don't know which it is anymore. Or are they so stupid that they think it matters? Are they watching, like we mentioned last hour, we watched that. We like bad disaster movies. I do. I don't know if you guys. Do you like them, Olivia?
Bad disaster? Yeah,
bad disaster movies. You don't like them?
No, they're movies.
No, just in general, disaster movies. Owen and I love watching those.
You know, like Volcano.
Volcano.
Like volcano goes off and
yeah, LA. And we're like... No, the one that was really, that the movie The Core, I was like, come on. Because you know they're so unrealistic, but I think these people are coming up with their data and their facts from bad disaster movies. Like, oh, it got so warm on the planet that it got cold and the earth froze in a day.
I think that was day after tomorrow. They've just picked all the easy stuff and they're literally grasping
they're
at the
of,
lowest
they're
hanging
out of ideas.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Or they've picked the low hanging fruit. They're grasping to get the stuff high up on the trees that barely anything left to do.
If they don't want you to start a fire for a, and I told you they're coming after your wood stoves too. You know, I'm a wood guy.
Yeah.
We're a wood family. We cut wood. We think we're doing a service to the planet by getting
clearing
rid of
out dead wood.
Dead wood. Dead down wood. I mean, there's, and some dead standing, right?
We're not cutting down live trees. It's dead ones.
No, although a lot of live trees should be cut down.
Right,
out there
but I mean,
too
we're
many.
Clearing that out, helping the forest
oh,
by
Jeff,
doing
you
that.
Hate the trees. The trees are crying. Anyway, it's, yeah, we're out there. So we burn firewood, but I've said it for a long time. They're coming. I wouldn't be surprised if a leftist city like Flagstaff has a firewood, of fire, wood stove restriction at some point.
Yeah. You know, I mean, maybe say, it's nope, in the code already and we don't know because ours is grandfathered in. I wonder what the code is
they
on
can come
wood
pry
stove.
My wood stove out of my dead hands. What was that? Charlton Heston?
Yeah. Dead. No, I'm, cold I should, dead, we so. Should look that up, what the code is on that.
We should
or
look up that quote.
Mark or someone.
Yeah. So anyway, wood-fired stoves causing a huge problem, I guess, for global warming or cooling because it was 23 degrees in some parts of northern Arizona a couple days into summer just the other day. But mm-hmm. that's caused by global warming. It's causing it to actually cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the 63-year cycle.
And we're now in a 63-year cycle. Experts say that we're in a 63-year cycle. It's always the experts. Speaking of the experts, we have way too many officials. Here's two real quick, and then I want to get to the fireworks. I need to do my sponsor. Did I do my sponsor yet? See, I'm losing track. Let's do Kelly Broaddus first, because if you want to sell your home and maybe buy another home that has a huge wood stove, maybe even a coal fired wood, a coal fired pizza oven. I bet you somebody. I mean, there's some pretty dang luxurious houses in Flagstaff and surrounding area now that somebody has a wood fired pizza oven.
Oh yeah.
We would like to become friends with you. Call 877-9713-971 and we'll do some wood-fired pizza tonight. But anyway, no, seriously.
Corn or something in exchange.
Yeah, we can give you some corn maybe. Oh, yeah, zucchini. We got lots of big zucchini that's growing from Camp Verde. But anyway, Kelly Broaddus, she can help you buy or sell a home. She knows this market. She's got extensive experience in the Flagstaff area. She knows how to price it, how to market it, how to sell it, get the highest price possible. Maybe even get them to throw in a wood-fired pizza oven. Who the heck knows? Google Kelly Broaddus, Broaddus. Look up her many great reviews. You can also go to NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. That's NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. Or call Kelly Broaddus at 888-446-5602. Okay, real quick here before we get to some fireworks issues. Arizona, Sonora officials sign. I just want to point out that there's experts and officials everywhere ruling our lives. The technocratic elites that just, they have a degree and they know better than everybody. So there's groups everywhere. You know, mm-hmm. Hobbs last hour was putting her abortion group together or whatever mm-hmm. she called it. Experts, professionals, experts, not you and I, unelected officials. Arizona, Sonora officials sign Sonora, Northern Mexico, our neighbor, signed pledge to boost tourism. This is from yourvalley.net. The Arizona Office of Tourism and Sonoran Tourism officials have signed a letter of intent. I always think of Gerald Celente.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he always goes off on that. Letter of intent to collaborate on joint strategies to promote visitors to the two-state region. The letter was signed by ADOT Director Lisa Urias and Sonoran Secretary of Tourism Robert Gradias, and was witnessed by Governor Katie Hobbs and Sonoran Governor Alfonso Durazo. Mexico and the state of Sonora are our friends, neighbors, and longtime tourism partners. As we work to build international visitation back, I couldn't think of a better time to reaffirm our strong relationship while planning collaboratively of our future success. Why do we need these groups? I mean, if I want to go to Rocky Point, I'm going to go to Rocky Point. I'm never going to go to the Arizona tourism sites mm-hmm. or any kind of information. I don't need to know.
Yeah.
I don't how much money is being sunk into this. Here's another one. This is called the Arizona Council of Governments. They did a whole presentation in front of some group in D.C. You know, they want the money to continue to funnel in to help with economic development in northern Arizona. They kind of got this funding when Navajo Generating Station closed in 2019. So the government closes through regulation Navajo Generating Station, coal-fired plant up by Page, outside mm-hmm. of Page, which is gone. They took that thing down, mm-hmm. which provides electricity, which we need to run all those, you know, electric cars you're about to see in 2 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
They close it and people lose their jobs. So then the government comes in and creates or funds through the Northern Arizona Council of Governments, economic incentive and development and all that. I want to know, I know a lot of business owners listen out there. Has the Northern Arizona Council of Governments ever done a dang thing for your business? I don't know what they do. Or if you're in tourism, has the Arizona Tourism Group or whatever, or the Sonoran Tourism Group, has any of this ever mattered to you mm-hmm. in running your business? And I would say, from my experience in fields we've been in through over the years, all these organizations, you know, the incubator up on the hill in Flagstaff, we're gonna help develop businesses. Mm-hmm. That's just crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crap. Somebody has too many degrees on their wall comes up with in a think tank that they're going to develop businesses. Government doesn't develop businesses. Government doesn't create tourism. Yeah. I it's just frustrating to see group after group created, and you wonder how much money is being funneled into this
yeah.
stuff. So, yeah, any have you been helped by any of this stuff? I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
A while ago, when there were more problems in Mexico, they did come up with the, you know, hassle-free zone, they call it. And yeah. so they kind of pledged to, you know what, we're just not going to hassle people from the border down to Rocky Point, yeah. especially.
Was it 45 miles or so?
Yeah, it's an hour at the yeah. most. And, you know, I mean, I think that helped things. It makes people feel better. I don't know if it worked. I mean, hopefully. I think so, to an extent. But part of the problem is that after a while, the drug things come back and, you know, there's wars,
yeah.
you know, and shootings
and the
sign
doesn't
carjackings
mean
as much. Yeah. And yeah. and the economy's not great. And so people just don't go. They just, I mean, we've done it before where we're just like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good
a
for a while.
Too many drug cartel issues.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, if you've been truly helped by one of these government organizations when it comes to running your business, more or less, I'm probably going to get emails that the government came in and hindered my business.
Yeah.
That's been my experience. Yeah. It's like one of the scariest things as a business owner is a government official with a clipboard.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, watch out. Talk mm-hmm. with Jeff at iCloud.com fireworks.
Yeah,
what do we got? We'll try to update this list as the yeah. week progresses. This is by no means a definitive everywhere you can see fireworks, I don't think. If we're missing one, just let us know.
Yeah, if there's anything that I haven't found,
yeah.
because sometimes I don't have the time or the yeah. or the know-how.
It's just a rabbit hole
which
sometimes.
Places have what.
Yeah, so what
anyway,
do we got?
The ones we've found are in Cottonwood on July 4th, and then also...
Cottonwood, July 4th, okay.
In Prescott and Prescott Valley.
But that's
area.
Not on the 4th.
I think it is.
Mm. Okay, we're going to have to look that up.
And that's the only fireworks displays that I have found.
That's it?
There's a lot of other events. There's
what about Twin Arrows?
What about Flagstaff?
No.
Flagstaff doesn't have it.
Flagstaff's having the laser light show.
I got to correct you here. Prescott, Saturday, July 1st at 9:30 p.m. at Watson Lake.
Oh, okay.
They're having their fireworks.
Well, maybe I was looking at Prescott Valley.
Okay, so maybe Prescott. So let's update that one. Cottonwood is having it on the 4th.
Yeah. Okay. Prescott Valley is on the 4th.
Okay.
So
Prescott Valley's on the 4th. Prescott's on July 1st. Cottonwood is on July
Fourth.
Okay.
Correct.
Williams is not having fireworks. I think we have Mayor John Moore. I'm not sure if it's tomorrow. Former mayor, longtime mayor. We're going to talk with John Moore about some events coming at Williams. They usually have fireworks there. They're not having, they're having Labor Day?
Yeah, they, well, they are having a parade that day from 2 to 3 on Route 66, but they canceled the fireworks.
Okay.
That was due to a location problem, an issue with the location, and also firefighter availability and a
supply chain
of fireworks. So they have postponed it to Labor Day, which actually, you know, it might be kind of fun, and it's in September, so it could be dry, but it could be monsoonish, so it could be the better weather.
I think we should have fireworks every holiday now. Just have a display. And the towns in northern Arizona should. Yeah, we need Hobbs to do an executive order. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
Speaking of old guys, Vanilla Ice, what's his name?
Rob
something.
Something.
It's not Mr. Ice.
Yeah, what is his?
Hey, Mr. Ice. Well, if Indiana Jones comes out this week.
Oh.
Here's Indiana.
Another one?
Yeah. Robert Matthew Van Winkle.
His name is Robert Matthew Van Winkle?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We'll just call him Mr. Ice.
I thought his name was Rob, but yeah, it is. It's Rob.
My whole world just crashed before me. Van Winkle? Really?
Yeah.
That's a, I'm not laughing at it. It's just like, you don't,
like, we didn't see that one coming.
Rap guy. Yeah, I just didn't see that one coming. All right.
Indiana Jones is coming out.
Harrison Ford must be 80 or something like that, right? Is this going to be good?
Yeah,
is this going to be okay?
I kind of heard some woke stuff about it, and I don't know. I don't know. I could be wrong on that. Maybe it's just a rumor.
Is he transitioning?
No. I don't know. It's something about there's a lead role for a girl, and he's not as...
Okay, well, we'll talk about it more. We'll go see it and review it. That's coming out this Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow. Rob Wilson from Timberline Firearms and Training Joint. You ruined my life.
Sorry. That's just what I heard.
Take care. See you tomorrow.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.